To talk about religion in the Middle Ages is to talk about Christianity. And one of the most popular demonstrations of Christianity is its pilgrimages. After news had spread of the discovery of the remains of the Apostle St. James in the 9th century, pilgrimages to Compostela began. Due to the security that Alava offered in the face of Muslim and Norman incursions, it was a key point on the trail of the first pilgrims. With the expansion of the Kingdom of Pamplona under Sancho I and the retreat of the Muslim occupation in the 10th century, the route of the pilgrimage was able to move further south from the 11th century onwards under Sancho III, along what was called the French Way, crossing Navarre towards La Rioja and Burgos on the way to León. Pilgrimages through Álava gained renewed momentum from the second half of the 13th century, as the commercial route connecting Castile to the ports of the Cantabrian Sea via the San Adrián Tunnel and avoiding crossing through Navarre went from strength to strength. This was the road taken by pilgrims, along with merchants and other travellers, who, starting at Irún, wished to link up with the French Way in La Rioja or Burgos. Notable objects of historical, artistic and archaeological value have been found all the way along the route. On a small scale, the discovery of two shells in tombs in two necropolises located at a roadside bear witness to the pilgrimages that led through Álava. Holes had been pierced in both shells, allowing string to be fed through in order to hang them around the wearer's neck and on the clothes. However, the findings do not tell us if the owners of these shells were pilgrims who died during the journey, or if they were residents who, having returned from Compostela, were buried with the objects as symbols of their pilgrimage.